Today is the big day. I plan to drop in on Brandon and ask him for help with joining the newspaper staff. I wore a really cute outfit that my grandma bought me during her last visit. Chloe and Zoe said I looked really smart and professional. I think they were right, because while I was at my locker putting on lip gloss, Mackenzie stopped by to get some lunch money and eyeballed me, all evil-like. I knew she was dying to ask me why I was so dressed up, but I just ignored her. I definitely wouldn't be surprised if she actually tried to spy on me. Hey, the little weasel has done it before. I decided to channel my inner smart reporter so I would feel more confident. A pencil behind the ear for emergency notes and flair, completely empty. My heart was pounding as I took a deep breath and stared at the rainbow help box in the hall near my locker. Then I slowly removed the top and, to Miss Know-It-All, there were two letters inside! OMG! I was so relieved! Then I raced down the hall to check the striped box right outside the cafeteria. There was a letter in there, too! And there was one letter in the smiley face box near the drinking fountain. And get this! Two letters in the metal box outside the newspaper room. I couldn't believe it. Chloe and Zoe's very chic marketing strategy had actually worked. Miss Know-It-All had gotten a total of 6 letters requesting advice. I was so happy. I did my Snoopy happy dance right there in front of the girls' bathroom. Because those letters were mine. All mine. Then, like the big dork that I am, I actually gave them all a very big hug. Squee! Miss Know-It-All is officially in business. And Mackenzie had better watch her back. I stayed after school to work on my first batch of Miss Know-It-All letters. Dear Miss Know-It-All, I don't normally do this sort of thing, because I'll totally get called out for it, but here goes nothing. I'm a popular guy and a star athlete, and my girlfriend is a cute cheerleader. We have been together for 2 weeks. My life is pretty sweet, except that I keep my favorite hobby a huge secret from people because I am super embarrassed about it. The truth is, I love to bake. After a grueling day of football, I like to just chill out and make red velvet cupcakes. One day, my girlfriend almost caught me red-handed, but I lied and said my mom made them. She said the cupcakes were the best she'd ever had. I want to tell her the truth, but I'm afraid she'll laugh and break up with me. What should I do? Cupcake man. I suddenly remembered how shocked I was to find a cupcake cookbook in the boys' locker room when I was searching for my lost diary. The cookbook belonged to the football team captain, Brady Grayson. I can't believe he wrote this, I laughed to myself. How adorable. Dear Cupcake Man, I say you should own your mad cupcake skills. Don't hide them. There's nothing a girl wants more than a guy who's in touch with his sensitive side. Good for you. You should bake more red velvet cupcakes for your girlfriend since she likes them. But present them to her in a way that will knock her off her feet. You will so not get dumped if you tell her your secret with charm and humor. I promise. Best of luck, Miss Know-It-All. I was pretty happy with my answer. I just wished I could have gotten my hands on some of those yummy cupcakes. The next letter was possibly a prank, but I answered it anyway. Dear Miss Know-It-All, help me out with this one. The railroad track between Town A and Town B is 500 miles long. The blue train is scheduled to leave Town A for Town B at 2 p.m. The red train is scheduled to leave Town B for Town A at 3 p.m., but is delayed 95 minutes due to an engine problem. If the blue train travels at 35 miles per hour and the red train travels at 50 miles per hour, when will they meet? I hate math word problems. Do you think you could write down the answer on a sheet of notebook paper for me and stick it in locker number 108 before Friday? Thanks. Slacker Superstar. P.S. Make sure you show your work.